Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Grass is a must for Bill Belichick and his staff. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Before Belichick even signed his contract to coach the Tar Heels, he and general manager Mike Lombardi saw one change they had to have: get rid of the hybrid playing field and replace it with the old-fashioned stuff. We have really nice weather. We could grow really good grass because that's what players want to play on, Lombardi says. It's hard to recruit to artificial turf. It's difficult to go out there every day on your knees on turf. It made no logical sense. So grass is going to be in at North Carolina as long as we're here. The replacing of artificial turf at Keenan Stadium with natural grass will cost about $250,000, which is peanuts compared to the $30 million Belichick is being paid for his first 3 years of a guaranteed contract. He and Lombardi believe that fewer players will get injured and more will shine on grass. Another element Lombardi would like to see returned to Keenan are the hedges that separated the sidelines from the stands. Lombardi says that is a lost tradition that for years identified the UNC home field as unique. He's never seen a home football game in Chapel Hill, and I guess he's never heard of Between the Hedges at Sanford Stadium at Georgia. We want to bring back the stadium to when it first started in old times, Lombardi said, because football games are about memories. You walk into the stadium and you can feel the passion of the entire team, and that's what we can create here at North Carolina. Lombardi gave a shout-out to Carolina football historian Lee Pace for chronicling the history of Keenan and various upgrades football has made in its facilities over the years. Pace has written several books in Carolina football, and his coffee table classic, Football in a Forest, celebrates one of the few college stadiums that was built in the middle of campus and remained there for more than 100 years, including several major renovations and upgrades. Mack Brown did a great job of promoting his program and selling out the stadium before his second tenure began, and only losing key games down the stretch of his last four seasons caused fans to leave their tickets at home and not attend. Carolina football, and somewhat for basketball, is a transactional experience for the fans. They come when they are excited about a new season, and rival games against ACC teams or intersectional non-conference opponents, like the Labor Day opener versus TCU. The schedule in recent years has included soft mid-major foes that keep the crowds under capacity, a condition that will only improve if the Tar Heels get back into the national rankings and stay there. No matter how the grass grows, it's up to the team that takes that field. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.